I know you're sitting there wondering if I'm really going to preach tonight. Surely not. School's already called and said there's a 2-hour delay. At least something's going on with school, because I was waiting for my phone to show up what Tremaine texted me and the phone was ringing. Something from the school's going on. So, you know, there's something happening tomorrow or something's not happening tomorrow. Revival's coming up. What do we do? What do we do for revival? What are we looking for in revival? We still use this old-fashioned word, but do we still use the old-fashioned definition of the word? What I read about revivals is more than just a 5 or 6, 7 day meeting where somebody comes in special and preaches night after night, sometimes not preaching because God moves in such a way that preaching has been set aside for that particular service. But things are happening in revival meeting of our past. We're still using the same word, but are we looking for the same definition? What are we expecting as an outcome of revival? Is our goal in revival so that at the end of it we can say, I received some help? I'm not knocking that. We all need some help. Or is it that I'm at the end of revival I can say that my heart has been stirred? I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Maybe at the end of the revival you can say, I've received new light. That's pretty good as well. Maybe somebody within our ranks would say that I have received an experience of grace. That's good. Thank God for that. Perhaps there's somebody at the end of revival that would say, I have received a definite call to service. That'd be good. That's one of my prayers every year for youth camp, that somebody from youth camp receives a call, a definite call to service, to ministry. I believe that's a wonderful aspect. As we read books about revivals of the past, you've heard it said, perhaps you remember me saying it, we do not find a story about revival anywhere that was not prefaced by some intensity in prayer. I don't think you can find it anywhere. We read in the scripture of prayer, there's a lot of different examples of prayer. My people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's a revival text. Over and over again, we hear it for revival meeting. Wilt thou not revive us again? Rend the heavens and come down. It's always us wanting God to do something without us really feeling the personal responsibility that should be ours in order for God to do something. I've been wanting to do something for some time, and I've delayed doing it because it's out of the norm. You know, jumping out of the box is not something that most people like to do. But then recently I read an article about it on an email that was sent to me that I get on a regular basis. And this particular article said exactly what I was wanting to do. And that is, go to church and let the congregation preach the message. Doesn't that sound exciting? Doesn't that sound exciting? You know, that's kind of tough. Because if the congregation preaches the message, then the pastor has no clue if anybody's prepared. I want us to come back next Sunday night prepared to preach. You are prepared to preach a message on the prayer for revival. You can pick a passage of Scripture. You can pick a story. You know, make it reasonably short, not a 300-page book. But a specific instance where revival praying can be distinguished in that story. And I want you to tell us all. You say, well, we don't have time next Sunday night to go around for everybody. Well, somebody that picks a particular passage and gets up first, they have the first floor. But anybody else that's chosen that verse then can have opportunity to add to, or a particular story. I believe it's important for us to focus our attention, to bring us in to the realities of prayer for revival meeting. I understand Chad was telling me that he's never heard, that he recalls, has ever heard Archie Atwell preach. Are there a number of people like that that you've never heard Archie Atwell Jr., I mean the middle guy? He's a little bit older than I am. Anybody else that's never heard him preach? There's a few of you. Wow. Have you heard his dad preach? You have. Some of you have. You still haven't. Chad has. See, that's amazing, the difference in our areas that we're brought up. There's a lot of people that you all have heard that I didn't even hear of. And I'm probably some that I have that you haven't, because of our difference in areas that we grew up. But I have no doubt that Archie Atwell can come in here and preach some tremendous messages. I was going through stuff in my study this week, and I came across all the preaching that he did in Evansville while we were there. I had him for two different meetings there. And all those tapes, yeah, cassette tapes, that goes back, doesn't it? Cassettes of Archie Atwell's preaching. I have no doubt that he can come in here and preach, and he will dig up some fallow ground. He will dig some around some roots. But it's going to take more than just Brother Atwell coming in here, even with the anointing of the Holy Spirit night after night. It's going to take you and I in preparation prior to revival meeting, in our heart praying and preparing. And again, what is prayer? Is it us petitioning God all the time? Or is it us in communion with Him, spending time communicating, allowing Him to communicate with us? There's a lot of requests that we have, and more that have not been mentioned. But we need Him to be showering us with His words and His presence in preparation for revival meeting. I don't know how it'll work. But if you come back next Sunday night with some preparation for revival praying or prayer for revival, believe that it can stir our heart. If we listen to what has been done or what's been experienced, even as we've heard tonight of God's answers to prayer, how God has answered in various needs and specific circumstances, reassures us that He can do the same thing for us. It doesn't always work that way, the same for everybody. Warren's horse, Chad and Natalie's dog, separate things, different, even though they prayed. The end result was different. And oh, how they would have loved to have had the same example for their children of the answer to that prayer. For some reason, God saw something different in that particular circumstance. But it still it reassures me that God is interested in our particular needs. And He can meet our needs. And He can shower us with a revival meeting that we will not soon forget as we prepare our heart for what He would have for us. Does everybody understand the assignment? No, at the school, the teachers go around and they stamp everybody's assignment book, at least in the younger grades. Make sure that everybody has their assignments written down to take home. Everybody have their assignments stamped. Let's come back Wednesday night for service and then Sunday morning for service. But next Sunday night, prepare to preach from the pew. We'll let you do the preaching next Sunday night. Let's stand together this evening. You think about it through the week. Pray for Tovey as he makes preparation for this first big step for him. And I'm sure his heart's doing double time. Jermaine said her heart's beating rather rapidly too. But let's pray for them that the Lord would sustain them and help. Give all that is necessary. Encouragement and strength as he prepares.